The Power Packs Geek Stick. Thanks to the Telstra store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
He loves talking all things tech, but I think he loves to support Adelaide Football Club just as much. Richard, I got a call from you at my desk last Friday just to celebrate in a little way that Port had made it through to the preliminary final.
As we should.
No, I like it. Camaraderie.
Damon, we all walk taller at the moment. I hate to say that. I even rang, I even talked to Tim Ginever, and he said even he's walking taller. And that was a big statement from him as well, because Tim's not the biggest man around.
Oh, but Tim would be puffing out the chest with pride. Port will next be playing on Friday, October 16, against the winner of Richmond and St Kilda. But we're here to talk tech. Richard, last week you actually predicted the date for the upcoming Apple event. That's now been confirmed this morning.
It has been. So when I come on next Wednesday morning, we'll know all about it. So we'll know how many iPhones and everything. So, yeah, I've got to get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to the event. So, we'll know all about it next week. And then, we'll know dates that you can order it. So we'll tell you all about that next week.
If you're interested in upgrading your iPhone, do not do it this week. Wait till next Wednesday morning.
Wait.
See what they have to say. And then make your choice. Hey, Richard, Instagram is turning 10. What once was a lowly app has turned into a social media phenomenon, and they're changing things up a little bit.
Look, they are, and people say, how many people use Instagram? 1 billion people use it every month. That's 1 billion. 500 million people use it every single day as well. A couple of really good things they're putting on for their 10-year-old birthday as well. They're expanding its in-app warnings that nudge users when they try and post a nasty comment. Don't post nasty comments on social media, people. It doesn't do well by anybody.
Yep.
So now, instead of asking users to rethink their mean comments, the new warnings will note that Instagram may disable users' accounts as they repeatedly break the rules as well. Good on. Idea. For users who are on the end of offensive comments, Instagram is testing a new feature that will automatically hide comments that are similar to others that have been reported, so you don't see those comments. Because a lot of the time, it's when you see a nasty comment that really hurts you sometimes as well on there. I reckon it's a couple of really good features that Instagram have introduced.
Excellent. Well, hey, they continue to innovate. People continue to use it, I'm sure. We've spoken a lot about Apple in the last couple of weeks. Let's turn our attention to Microsoft. They've made some announcements in the last 7 days.
The one I'm really excited about is their new laptop, the Surface Go. Microsoft's budget laptop prior to today was not that budget. It was quite expensive out there. I love the Surface range, but the Surface Laptop Go really does change all of that. It's a cheaper version of the Surface Laptop, but it's got so many features of its bigger brother out there as well. 12.4-inch display, 10th generation Intel Core processor, 4 or 8 gig of RAM, 720p webcam, USB-C and A ports, fingerprint sign-in, 13-hour battery life, charging, comes in 3 colours, blue, sandstone and platinum, and starts at $999. I reckon it's a great price to start off for a laptop. Now, I love the Surface Laptop range because it's pure Windows 10.
Yep.
With some of the other brands out there, you can get unwanted software on there. You get trial antivirus software. It doesn't happen on the Surface. All it comes with is Windows 10. So you'll be able to order. You can order them right now for delivery on the 13th as well. There'll be links going up on my website about 8:30 this morning if you want to go along, and you can have a read of what I've said and order one if you want to.
That's great. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, that webpage. iPhone 12, it's going to be announced next week, but there's a scam around the phone that people should be aware of.
Already, believe it or not. So there's SMS messages going out. The problem with SMS messages is that we still open 98% of them. We click those links in there. We've got to stop doing that.
Just
so
habitual.
It's going along. It is. We might get something for nothing on there. So it says you've been selected for a special opportunity to receive a free iPhone 12. No, you haven't. Stop clicking these links on there as well. If you do, you'll be asked to go along. Give all your details on. People will get your details that you don't want them to. So again, SMS messages, be very, very wary of them. And nobody's giving you an iPhone 12. I hate to say that.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
The floor is yours, Richard. What do you got for us?
Yeah, sometimes you see something and you don't believe it. Now, I saw yesterday a phone called the Konka phone.
Konka?
Konka, K-O-N-K-A. And I said to the bloke who had it, why did you buy this? He said, because it's orange and it came in a reasonably tough case. Now, so I did some research because I thought it was absolutely terrible. I said, how do you enjoy the phone? He goes, I absolutely hate this phone. It's awful. As well. So I went along, I looked at some of the online reviews, Damon, and let's just read it out. The phone's cheap, just over $100.
Okay.
So some of the reviews say, biggest piece of crap I ever spent my money on. To send an SMS is a major ordeal. It has to be done so slowly. Would not take this phone again if it was for free. Nothing works smoothly. Too many things wrong with it. Overheats. Runs out of power so fast it's pathetic. To start off, why would the person who designed the phone put the sleep button next to the volume button? Turning off and on the phone is a living nightmare as I clench my hands against the speaker so nobody can hear it. And finally, the phone turns hotter than the surface of the sun when I call somebody for 5 minutes. The Konka phone is available in South Australia. I do not advise anybody to buy this. It's a terrible phone.
I don't want to lead the witness here, but where is it available? Like, who is selling this?
The post office. Now, Australia Post, worry about delivering stuff, not selling crap. Seriously. Yeah.
Do not buy the Konka phone. That is the big message from Richard Pascoe. You can check him out at adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard, it's going to be an early morning next Wednesday, but we'll catch you for all the latest iPhone news.
Look forward to it.